Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
An incredible monster heel, like, you know what I mean? Like, he could, and he's, and it's kind of like how Kobe Bryant emulates Jordan instead of emulating his actual dad, right? It's almost like Cody Rhodes emulates his dad's rival, Ric Flair, more than he does
right.
Dusty Rhodes, you know what I mean? Because he looks like what Ric Flair would be if Ric Flair was here in 2024. But he's 300% babyface. But it seems like if there was a heel run for him, it could just be.
Oh yeah, well nuts. It all will the arc. Will
of course,
happen.
It will. Yeah, you know Cena's the only one that never had
right.
a heel run.
With beginning.
Yeah, the beginning
not
was
as a, not as
yeah.
a champ.
Yeah,
uh-huh. I will. While we're on the subject, because this is what I'm curious about. It's obvious what they're going to do with Cody.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be the champ. He's going to go on. He's going to have a reign. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do with Roman now?
He's supposed to be taking a break, right?
Oh, is that what it is? He'll
yeah.
just he'll go on hiatus.
I think he's supposed to take a real break, which makes me think. I've seen conspiracy videos saying, watch the Bloodline when they do promos and stuff like that. They said the Rock has always been way distant from the group. And they said, if you notice, Solo is getting closer and closer to the Rock every week. And they don't think that's coincidence. They were saying something like, either Solo is going to turn on Roman by Rock's.
I'm sure the Rock turns on
yeah,
him, right?
Because you know when Roman comes back, it's all going to set up the final boss versus the Tribal Chief. Bloodline,
that's
family.
That is exactly
what they wanted
right.
to do this year, but it just didn't hit.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
What's going to happen is the Rock is going to the heel run is going to end
mm-hmm.
on Sunday
mm-hmm.
because he's going to rock bottom Roman Reigns
mm-hmm.
somehow, and the Rock's going to disappear.
Right.
The Rock's going to go back to making movies. Got to go make you know
yeah.
Moana and all that stuff or whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
And he'll be a face again. And then it'll set up the heel, Roman, face, Rock, WrestleMania next year.
Or it could be a thing where the Rock doesn't particularly make him lose, but Roman loses anyway. And the Rock is mad because you had everything to win. You let the family down.
Right. Or Roman is mad at the Rock for
anything.
Not helping him.
Yeah, or something
right?
like that. Yeah, it'll be something like that. For sure.
And then so then he confronts.
Man, it's going to be so fire. Like, they can stretch this Bloodline stuff. They got about 2-3 more years of runway probably with this, bro, if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Because you got other people in the family who ain't even here. Like, you know, then you got people who are married, like, married into the family and all that type of stuff.
No
they
doubt.
They can make it. Yeah. It's a lot of stuff they can
well,
yeah.
And then you'll be 46 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
And still too old for this.
No, it's fine, man.
He's
going to be watching with Gabe.
Because they still got the Uso thing that they really haven't dealt with yet. Like, the two brothers.
They got to tie up those loose ends.
And then, Smith, you got, I can't.
Can't wait.
Because of my list, I can't say nor remember the name of the family. But that family tree is admirable, bro. You tip your hat to how much of a fingerprint that true Bloodline family has had on
Rikishi.
Yeah, going back to forever, bro. Like, that's why I'm so caught up in it. That's a for real, like,
Umaga.
Proud family. Like, a for real proud family, bro, when it comes down to that.
Rest in peace, Umaga.
Yeah.
Know what
Yokozuna,
I mean?
All that was part of it.
Who's the champ in 901 wrestling?
I don't think Yokozuna was a part of that one, bro.
That's why I started laughing.
Or maybe he was. Apparently he was.
It was Andy Mack is the champion over there.
We'll be able to see him Saturday.
Yeah, he'll be. I think he'll. I think he will be in action Saturday night. Yeah, come check out the stars of 9-1 Wrestling, man. Shout out to whoever got the ticket. We're going to get you squared away, family.
Yokozuna absolutely was.
Yeah, Yokozuna was part of the film.
My bad.
Yeah.
I thought he was billed as like a Japanese guy.
Exactly, which is so funny because he was Samoan, and they had him playing an Asian man. Bro, WWE's history is so blatantly disgustingly racist, bro.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Vince McMahon dropped the N-word on television.
Yeah, I know.
And, nobody...
I'm aware.
Sane still loves it.
I wasn't watching then. I just started watching.
It was with Cena.
Yeah, it was Cena, yeah.
He goes, mm-hmm. What's up, my
N-word?
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. Now, and you just let it happen.
I didn't let it happen. I wasn't watching then and still ain't.
I wasn't watching
then. I'm boycotting it.
No, I was yeah. offended.
I've been boycotting Vince ever since.
Hey, you like to claim... Like fringe white people as white basketball players?
Yes.
Are you giving us Samoans? Do we take them?
Yeah, I think y'all have to have Samoans for sure. Yeah. The Pacific Islanders.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that definitely is going to be in y'all's corner.
Yeah. So we have one of the longest running black champions is a black man.
Right.
Are we calling Roman Reigns black?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's not, right?
But I don't know, man. Because I've asked my Kiwi friends on Twitter, like, y'all don't want us, right? Y'all are kind of like, y'all are closer to us than being white, right? Stephen Adams is closer to being a black man than a white man, right? Y'all tell me, man.
I don't know. I mean, that one's a little different. That one's New Zealand. That's not Samoa.
But I'm just saying, I know that.
That one I might have to fight you over. I think we might have to come to the table for that one. But I'm happy to give you.
Our Kiwi friends out there listening.
Joseph Inouye. You know, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's a black man, right?
That's Roman.
Black enough.
Yeah, but y'all don't really budge on Mahomes. So it's like, it's like we're not negotiating in good faith.
Right, I give you something.
You know what I mean? I just gave y'all the entire...
Isaiah Hartenstein, y'all can keep him. We're not going to take him
bro,
out.
Bro, that's not even a debate. Where is this? Is he black?
He's black for real. He's like Drake's kid. His dad is biracial and his mom is white.
Wow.
It like to bother you just then. Like you feel like you lost one, man.
How is that guy black?
Like he died in front of you, man.
This dude.
I ain't y'all that on video. Y'all can't see John. Yeah, Isaiah Hartenstein is black, bro. Would you say that Drake's kid is black? Would you say that Shane Battier's kid is black?
I have to see him. I mean, I didn't even know this information that you're telling me right now.
Yeah.
The guy's name is Isaiah Hartenstein. You're telling me he's black.
Y'all can keep him, though. You want him? You want to keep him?
I mean, he's all right.
All right, well, give us Stephen Adams.
Okay. All right. But, I mean, again, we need to negotiate Mahomes. You know, who can we give y'all?
He's a conduit, but he could go back and forth.
Mahomes, country as hell. Y'all can give us Mahomes. He's like,
we're not giving y'all the best quarterback, ever, bro. Like, no. No.
And dad is black.
And his dad's black, no.
Again, man. All right, well, I'll have a list. Maybe during the summertime we could do like a racial trade, and we can
Got to come with it, man.
I mean, I'm a good person to negotiate with because I just basically all Samoa, the
you got to give us. Well, we already got the whole Samoan family.
Yeah,
we that's by law we got them.
Yes, I think that's
we're taking Stephen Adams.
Yep,
y'all can keep Isaiah Hartenstein. Because I know y'all ain't dealing with that will at all. Knowing you lost an American white player, I'm sure that it feels like a death.
Absolutely. From Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah, it feels like he's not alive anymore. But, man, I don't really feel for y'all. You know Zach Edey's Asian, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's
But
ours.
You got Donovan Klinger, man. You got Donovan Klinger.
Yeah, I think
who very well could be a Grizzly. Imagine how you can cheer for him.
We're proud of that.
Imagine how this city would cheer for him.
But we are going to take Zach Edey. We don't have any Asian representation.
I don't have the authority to give you Zach Edey.
Right, right. We're just going to take him unless anybody wants to speak up right now.
Anybody object to Zach Edey?
You know, so we're going to.
If you object, hit Jason Smith, John Martin,
because
or myself.
His dad is white, so that is that apparent. So Glenn Edey, I don't know if you guys saw him in the stands. Glenn Edey.
But he also appears Asian.
Yeah, he does. But
so it's kind of hard to take that.
Well, dad white. So, just another great American white basketball player, no question about it. He is Anthony Sane. Catch him on the Anthony Sane show.
Caitlin Clark. Drop off.
Oh, no. No.
They protect him of her.
Oh, no. That's our
will be
that's our
to
pride
the grave.
And, it's our pride and joy. Y'all can have Haley Van Lith.
That's who y'all gonna have. Y'all gonna have her.
We don't, so in the portal.
We don't.
Oh, God.
We don't, she's in the portal.
We don't
can
claim
bring her
Haley Bailey. Anthony Sane joins us every Friday. Appreciate it, bro.
Oh, man, my God.
We'll come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John, I turn of him, ESPN. Black tie movement is changing, moving in the city of Memphis. They are doing it by giving you the red carpet treatment when you move. Showing up when they say they're going to show up. Staying on that budget that you guys agree on. That's what they do every single time. I've used them 2 times, and it's been a great experience each time. I don't plan on moving anytime soon, but if I do, I know who I'll be using. It's Black Tie Moving. Get on the schedule. 316-6196 is the phone number. Go ahead and call now if you're expecting to move, because it will book up fast. Spring is here. People are moving. It's Black Tie Moving. They're changing, moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. All right. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
It's the rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Danger! What? Danger! Get out of the flow!
You like that?
No, I mean, the possibilities are endless. If he's good, I imagine there'll be a lot of that.
I'm giving you everything I got on this one. You know, again, I wish I had, like, because this is not a starter, right? This is not a starter from a Power 5 team. This is a backup. And so that's kind of new. It's kind of different. Usually it's starters. But I hear good things, you know. It's not like, you know, you hear, oh, he's this, he's that. You know, that's sometimes you will hear that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't hear that at the moment. Look, for Memphis, it's putting pieces together. Does Dane Danger fit as a piece? I hope so. I don't know. Would have told you 17 games into this season that this team was fitting together beautifully. It was a beautiful picture. It was a beautiful portrait that you put on your Samsung when you're not using the TV, and it blends right in with the wall, doesn't it?
Yeah, man. An old feature. But you used it in a while.
Oh, you don't? People do use it.
Yeah, I don't.
We don't really know what's going on in that house anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, we may need to send a wellness check out there.
Man, talk to me about Dane Danger, not what's going on in my home. That's your job.
Okay, man.
Stick to the script.
See, that's what somebody that got something going on would say. So
that's right. That's right.
Once again, just you're worried about people sniffing around.
I ain't worried about it at all.
Yeah.
I want you to stick to Dane Danger. Tell me all about what you think.
I don't have much else, dude.
I know. You say you act like you don't like it.
I don't. Not,
I'm scared to say it's good.
I think he's got talent. He's got talent, but I just don't know.
Yeah, but he's coming from a good conference, so a backup there.
Right.
You know, hopefully equivalent to a starter here in the AAC.
Yes.
And for multiple years.
Exactly right. I mean, I think that's the thing I sort of lean on,
mm-hmm.
is that you have multiple years. He's coming from, I mean, Brad Underwood was a good coach. He's not coming from a losing program.
Right.
Coming from a winning program.
And 2 years ago, he's really good for him.
Yeah, and Illinois fans seem to be upset that he's not staying.
Some.
I like that. I don't want people to be like, yeah, he sucked. Like, that's Alabama fans were kind of like that with Quinterly. You know, they were kind of like, they were like good riddance in a way. Nate Oates was like, and then them clowns get to the Final Four the year after he gets gone. Right. So
I mean, they had two point guards transfer out.
But Mark Sears was there last year, right? Yeah. He was just a backup.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That is a crazy situation. But at the end of the day, that's the beauty of the tournament, right? The variance of it, the volatility of it. And I use the Purdue example, and we're going to talk to John Henson here in just a minute. I use the Purdue example because you would say, like, if I just did, let's just do, like, in September of this year, word association, Purdue, you would say underachieve, right?
Yes.
And now if I do it in March 2024, you won't say that anymore.
No, he's got it. He's made it Final Four.
And that's all it takes is one, right? So all the underachieving over the years, all the, you know, not getting – you can flip it with one good team and one good run.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think if you're a Memphis fan and you're just looking for reasons for hope, that's what you want. People want to hope and believe that the Penny Hardaway era will be successful at Memphis, right? They want that. Haggerty and Danger are good
cornerstones to sort of have that. Because what it says is, A, Memphis has the NIL, first and foremost. B, Penny still gets these kids to believe in him, right? Regardless of last year, not making the tournament,
yep.
What he's saying is still resonating mm-hmm. to these kids. Because they, trust me, Texas NIL, if they really wanted this kid, they would pay. They would be able to pay. All right, that ain't the issue. It's the combination of having the money and Penny Hardaway. And as long as that's still registering, you should believe there it is possible.
Or was there a number that Texas was willing to go to and that Memphis went above?
Perhaps. I mean, I can't rule that out. But I mean, I feel
I'm with you that what Penny is still saying is resonating.
If it was a difference of let's just say $75,000, you're going to go with the coach that you believe in a little bit more, you know. So that's all I'm saying. Again, I don't know the numbers, but we've got a team sent out to your house to see what's going on over there.
I think the key is what you said, giving yourself more cracks at it.
Thank you.
Yep. You lessen your chances when you're having to replace everything every year. So you've brought in a couple of multi-year guys here, multi-year transfers in your first two. Hopefully that continues.
Yeah.
And again, you're not assured of it, but I would think that Dane Danger, again, particularly with what he did 2 years ago when he was given the opportunity to do so, in this conference,
yes,
you should be a guy that's averaging 10, 11 at least,
yes,
and one of their leading rebounders, if not the leading rebounder. You could see him with Nick Jornay.
Now, do you remember yesterday when I told you about the two house situation in Phoenix with the Final Four and the Goodman?
Goodman.
So he's put all the young ones together, the young grinders that haven't quite made their name for themselves yet.
Okay,
he's put them in the one house, and then he put everybody else in the other. I got this dispatch from the young one's house.
What, it's at bunk beds? They look like kids.
The Goodman got them folks in bunk beds, bro. Look, I said, they're going to have to give each other a heads up when one of them's getting out of bed.
They're throwing finger signs because they don't.
But yeah, but I'm talking about like the space, bro. Look how close.
Yeah, because those accommodations are poor.
If you'd have told me that.
I hate to say it, but they are.
These are two military recruits before they head off for training, I'd have believed it. For real, the folks in barracks.
Some shady accommodations.
Oh, Goodman say, hey.
Maybe they should have looked at pictures before they had taken Goodman up on his offer.
I think they just wanted the free, accommodations, but hey. It's coming at a cost. There's no doubt. John Henson in Phoenix, not at that Airbnb. He told me last night he wanted to let you know that he was, quote, in the mix. He would not be staying at an Airbnb.
Oh, you told me. John got money.
Yeah. So, anyway, John Henson, a lot of people don't know this. I didn't know this. He was actually born in Memphis. Spent some time in his life early on.
I was going to say, that needs to be cleared up if he's born in an actual hospital here. But we know he did spend those early years.
Yes.
Here.
So we'll get the full details from him, talk to him about Dane Danger, get his thoughts on the tournament, Final Four, all that and more with John on the other side. Jason and John, are you trying to finish?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
ESPN. John Hanson is a North Carolina Tar Heel analyst, colleague of mine over at Field of 68. He's out there in Phoenix for the Final Four. He joins us now. Big Dog, what's the word?
Look, man, the Key Glock intro. Listen, I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
We had to do that for a Memphian. You know what I mean?
Love that. I appreciate that.
So a lot of people don't know. I told this on the story the very next day. We worked together one of the first times this year, and you revealed that you were you spent some time here in Memphis. Were you born here? Like what was your connection to Memphis? I want to make sure I have it right.
So I wasn't born in Memphis. I was born in Greensboro, but I mean, essentially, I stayed in Memphis, Tennessee, till I was in fifth grade. So, you know, I played AAU for the Second Presbyterian Blackhawks. Like, I, you know, pretty much kind of started my basketball journey there. And I really believe just how competitive it was and the nature of basketball in the city is kind of what instilled kind of the competitiveness into me to kind of lead me to where I'm at.
So how come it took until your basketball playing days were over sort of for Memphis to kind of get that recognition from you? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's one of those things where if you know, you know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't like a big kind of deal, but you know, a lot of guys that, you know, guys like Darren Bates who played in the NFL, that was my teammate at like 9 and under.
Dang.
Like,
wow.
Yeah. So he always is like, man, they don't know you from Memphis, man. You got to tell them. I'm like, yeah, man. I keep them on the low, man. You know, they don't really know. They don't really know the origin story, but that's where it started.
So when you would like come back with, you know, when you were with the Bucks or whoever, like, and you were playing in Memphis, like, would you have like, did you have people here or you didn't have anybody here or what?
Yeah. So my dad's pretty much my dad's family. They're all from Mississippi, about 2 hours south. Like, I don't know if you know where Grenada, Mississippi is.
Yes.
But Grenada, Mississippi, but like 30 minutes outside of Grenada, so it's nasty out there. But they all would come up for the game, and I need 20 or 30 tickets. And the good thing about it, most people don't have family in Memphis, so it's easy to get tickets. There's never expenses.
Right.
And, you know, my family pretty much, when they say, oh, I'm going to the big city, like, they talk about Memphis, so it's kind of cool.
You know, Lou Williams left, I want to say, around the 6th, John, and we claim him.
We do.
So I think you're going to have to go into the category now.
Yeah, we're claiming you.
Memphians, you know, us claiming you as Memphis NBA guy.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully someone updates the Wikipedia page because nobody knows.
It ain't even mentioned. Yeah, exactly.
I went to White Station Elementary. Like, I was in it.
See what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm saying, like,
we need to update the Wikipedia for
that,
sure.
If you're dropping White Station Elementary references, bro, like Memphis is in you. It's just like,
yeah.
You're official, bro.
Yeah, like
Balboa Elementary. Like I used to play at the Y over there. Like, you know what I mean? I was in it.
He might be the last big we produced.
No question.
Because now it's all guards, huh?
We thought we had one in Austin, unfortunately, and he was
James Wiseman.
Who was that?
Wiseman is really, oh, yeah, it was the last couple of years, but you know, he's Nashville cat.
Yeah,
you know
Nashville.
What I'm saying?
He's
didn't spend the early years like you here.
A little different.
A little different.
Not you know what? Did Wiseman like play in the city or he was always like prep schools not in the area?
The last 2 years he was at East High with Penny Hardaway.
Yep.
That's right.
Well, yeah, I guess that last year.
He's also not good, so we only Dang. Claim the good ones, unfortunately. Wow. You know, we gotta keep that list short.
I'll tell you this: if I had the James Wiseman athleticism, I wouldn't be here. I would be in Phoenix. I'd be probably playing against Phoenix tonight. So it is
what it is. I had to let Jason know, bro. He thought you was going to be in the Airbnb with Doster them. I had to let him know.
I saw the four bunk beds on the picture. I said, let me get a hotel, dog.
He did the right thing.
Hey, that's right. That's crazy. I can't believe that.
Sketchy accommodations.
There's no doubt about that. Real quick before we get to the Final Four, while we're talking about, you know, where you're from, where you grow up, where you start playing, like, how much do you think your environment can shape you, your city can shape you when it comes to becoming, you know, a basketball player? Do you think there's something to that? Is it overblown? Like, what's just your view on that?
I think it's super impactful. You know, my formative years, especially coming, like, I remember trying out in Memphis, and it was just so competitive. I remember playing, like, you know, just from a Memphis standpoint, like, it was us and the Bellevue War Eagles, and, like, we would just go at it, and it was just so, and this is, like, young, like, 10, 11, 12, like, you know, and I went to Texas, and Texas obviously has a lot of athletes, and I saw the difference when I moved to Tampa, Florida. My team in Texas that would have essentially would not make the playoffs almost would have won state in Florida, like basketball-wise. You know, football is obviously a different beast.
Yeah.
So, like, it does matter. And I see kids sometimes, especially in Tampa, the basketball scene is not as popular because what happens is if you're good in Tampa, you go to Mount Bird, you go to IMG because it's all kind of around that area. And I think that affects you. You know, I look at a kid like Kevin Knox. He came up in Tampa, you know, he kind of blew up there and went to Kentucky, and, you know, he's kind of in and out of the league now as a young player. And I used to watch him and be like, man, he needs to get out of here because no one's even challenged him since he's been, like, 12. You know what I'm saying? So that's not going to happen in Memphis. It did happen in Texas, and I played my last year in Tampa, but by that time I was committed and everything was over. So it definitely shapes you. And it's important, you know, especially, you know, to have competition, to not be the best player from 12 years old to 18. That matters.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to John Henson, North Carolina Tar Heel, spent some time in Memphis, my colleague over at Field of 68. He's in Phoenix for the Final Four. And we do have two semifinal games with absolutely huge spreads. I don't know if we've ever had a Final Four. I'd have to check back in the annals of history here, John, but I don't think we've ever had two Final Four games with point spreads this wide. Who of the two underdogs do you think can give the favorite a better fight?
You know, I go back and forth. I mean, I think I'm going to have to go Alabama by virtue of Connecticut just looks like a train just rolling through everybody. I think NC State could pose problems. I wonder how Purdue's going to guard Burns Jr. And if Purdue can guard Burns Jr. 101, I think they'll be fine. But if they have to scramble and double team, you know, that's why the NBA pays guys that demand double teams so much money, right? Because it's so tough to play against them. So if Burns can demand a double team, then I think NC State has a better chance. But I don't know how Purdue's going to do that. You know, I was talking to Robbie Humble the other day about how they were guarded. He said when they have guys like that, they usually put Edie off the ball and have the four guard the five and bring Edie over as a double team, which is a crazy double team, right, with 7-4 guys. So if they can stay whole, I'm going to NC State. I'm going to NC State to kind of potentially upset, but I don't see any of those. I don't see both teams doing much. I think UConn, Purdue are destined for the finals.
I'm curious, John, just as, you know, you came up a big, highly rated, and go to the NBA and played there. Just when you look at Donovan Klingon over at UConn, who I think Gavoni has moved up to number 3 now in his in his mock draft, are you buying all the stock in Klingon?
You know, it's a weak draft, you know, so teams are going to be scrambling for impact players and guys, you know, it's just not a strong draft. And I was actually watching some Klingon clips about how he's protecting the rim and how he's moving. I was like, you know what, that's a top 5 guy in this year's draft, you know, because, you know, right now it's 3 and D, and you're titans of the league, right? Jokic, Embiid, those type guys. You need someone to guard them, and I think Klingon can be that guy, right? So I like him as a top 5 pick, and I mean, the Illinois game, I think, showed us, right, like, they kept going and going. John was talking about it on the show. Like, they kept going at him and going at him, and they lost about 30. So,
how about Edie? And I'm presented with this. I heard Kenny Smith at one point during the tourney say, you know what? Yeah, he can play in the NBA. About 12 minutes, 6 minutes, a half, roll guy. He'll protect the rim for you, get you some rebounds. You can put him back on the bench. Then I've seen Gavone obviously now move Edie up into the lottery. What do you see for him in terms of the NBA level? Is he going to be a roll guy? Can he, or with very few minutes, or can he be more than that?
I think he could be a role guy. Like I said, I mean, the game's getting bigger, and these teams have these bigs that, a big body always helps. 6 minutes a half, I mean, let me see. I averaged, I think, over my career, I was a backup big. I played, averaged, I think, 18 minutes a game, so 9 minutes a half, and I had a pretty good career. So I think he could carve out a role like that. I did start a couple years, though, so, that kind of helped a little bit. But, I think there's a role for him, but it's going to be interesting. It's going to have to be a team that need. I think they're I like him on OKC. I mean, I know OKC's not going to get a high pick, but they just need someone behind Chet. Hey, look, if you got a big boy down there banging around, throw Edie in there to steal some minutes.
Yeah. Memphis got a big today, John. I don't know how much because I'll be honest. he played reserve minutes for Illinois, although he did play.
Saw that.
Yeah, like what do you make of Dane Danger as a fit for Penny and dropping down a level, right? Like, I mean, you do go from – I would rather have a guy just fundamentally for any school, I'd rather have a guy drop down from a power league than jump up to one because I think the results are much more mixed when that happens. What do you just think of Dane and his game and what he could do at Memphis?
I think it's a good fit for him because, he started in Illinois a couple years ago and then kind of got moved to the bench. And then this year he showed flashes, right? Like, he had some good games. Even in a tournament, he played really well one game. So I think Memphis is good for him to just finally be able to kind of spread his wings, man. He's a good big. And as you've seen in college basketball, like, you need a solid big to be successful. Yeah, we love guards, but if you don't have a big man, if you look at the Final Four, right, like, all these teams have bigs, even Alabama. Like, they're a little different, but they got a big that can stretch you, shoot the ball. I mean, they're going to spread you out. So you need a competent big man. I think Penny's got one in danger.
You're talking about needing a big man. It's a situation I think that the Grizzlies find themselves in. Now, they're going to have a high draft pick, but obviously, expecting to have Brandon Clark back healthy. He's come back, Ja and all those guys back next year, but it feels like Jaren has been at his best when he's had a Steven Adams type next to him. Just what mm-hmm. whether they get that guy or not, we'll see. But what do you sort of think of the Grizzlies in terms of their potential to bounce back next season if everything goes, you've got health, you've got job making good decisions?
Yeah, we forget, like, the Grizzlies are, like, number one seed in the West, like, healthy, right? Like, so they have that type of potential, and I think next year when everyone gets healthy, the injury bug is bitten them, but that's just part of the game. But Ja coming back, and, I don't know how well Steven Adams is going to hit up with the knee, per se, but that front office is pretty competent. Taylor, he was my coach with the Bucks. Like, every player has a coach. So he was my coach. I watched film with him every day. We worked out together every day. And so I love him as well. So I think the Grizzlies are going to be just fine. I think next year, OKC and Memphis, and for years to come, are going to be battling it out to get to the finals once this Denver juggernaut ends. Because they look good.
Yeah, that's got to stop first.
Hey, you were there in Milwaukee when Greek Freak was drafted, right?
Yep.
Was it just like he comes in the gym and you just knew if he added some weight he would be something ridiculous, or did it take time to see that?
Yeah, the first day he got to the gym, I used to stay in Milwaukee all summer. I was part of my extension plan. Act like I wanted to be there, and it worked. So I was in the gym, and he had came fresh off the plane, and like, hey man, play 1-on-1 with him, and he couldn't get a shot off. And it wasn't because he couldn't; he just was not used to that length and athleticism. And this is like 22-year-old fresh out of college me. Like, I was an MF-er, So we played 1-on-1, and I saw the savviness. I saw the length and athleticism. Now, I was kind of thinking he'd be MVP all world, but you saw flashes. And then one day in practice, which is like, I always tell people it was like the most, I think it was one of the more pivotal days of his career. To me, he probably doesn't remember it, but we had bigs and guards, and Jay Kidd's like, Giannis, go down with the bigs. He's like, Jay Kidd, I'm not a big. He's like, go down there with the big. I don't care, go down. He's like, I'm not a big, I'm a guard. Jay Kidd like took a step back and was like, all right, we'll go with the guards. And I think that helped us gain a little respect for him, man. And then when he got the ball and started doing the drills, we were like, okay, he's a guard. You know what I mean? So, you know, that was a moment I remember, like, okay, like, this kid, he could be something. His work ethic obviously is talked about a lot as well. He works harder than anybody I've ever seen, while also having the best tools that anybody I've ever seen. Then you have MVP, you know?
Yeah, he's special. Hey, John, man, this was great. Enjoy the
weekend,
man.
Appreciate this, brother.
Thanks for the time.
Appreciate you guys. All right, I'll see you.
Yes, sir. He is John Henson, North Carolina Tar Heel. Spent some time in Memphis, as we talked about, former Milwaukee Buck and Cleveland Cavs. So good stuff from him for sure. Interesting to hear just sort of the early days of Giannis there, because John got drafted the year before Giannis. He was a lottery pick in 2012, and I think Giannis was 2013. So he saw everything. By the time, because John was there from 2012 to 2018.
Yeah, it was a couple years. He was playing right beside him as a starter.
Yeah.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's he saw the thing up close and personal, which is super interesting. But anyway, good stuff there from John Henson. We'll come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I turn to Femi. The last one is better. That's what I like. That money, power, respect. The last one is better. Man, just so good.
Thank you.
So good. Where do we begin? So many different topics, so little time.
We must talk about this.
We will talk about this, but let's save that for the third hour because I do want to bring some college basketball news.
Please do.
College basketball news. Chris Beard, Ole Miss basketball coach, who Brad drafted with his first overall pick in the next 5 years draft.
Forgot about that.
Yes. I think.
It was derailed.
Yeah, it was derailed. There's no question, which I think, Brad, we just sort of We have to sort of.
It's could like, be back on the way back up, though.
It's a little bit like
the still pick. Like the pick.
It's a little bit like the penny thing, though. We have to sort of evaluate your ability to assess the character.
Oh, I would evaluate his coaching ability higher than pennies.
Well, yes, but
the character. But portion
the,
of
right, the character is.
These aren't choir boys doing these jobs.
Look, clearly the way Brad wants to run his program, vigilantes, renegades.
Who is my favorite basketball team of all time, John?
Your favorite is this Illinois team.
No.
It's the UNLV Running
Thank
Rebels.
Thank you.
Tark the Shark.
Yes. Bad boys.
Yes. Get in that hot tub.
But you can't run your program like that in 24.
You can.
You're canceled.
You actually can do it above board now.
And so what I think you need to do is, like Penny, self-reflect. Ask yourself what maybe you missed in that process.
Listen,
about Chris Beard, the human being.
Memphis fans all excited about Danger, the backup center from Illinois.
Hey, he was starting 2 years ago.
Very excited about this. This is the revolution. Join the revolution.
I like it.
I'm sorry, Memphis fans. I don't mean to crap on your parade today.
No, I would say it's fair. He is a backup center. You know, that's why it's like a...
We're getting a Big Ten backup. Yay.
I think there is a reasonable chance that he could come here and dominate, but... You know, what does that necessarily mean?
Yeah.
I've seen this movie.
Going to be the leading scorer.
Exactly. Now, he was coming from a lower level, right? So mm-hmm. And we said, oh, well, when he did play better competition, he did well. In this case, he's coming from a power league playing against those guys, and his numbers are not as good.
No, so I hear you.
We'll see. But Chris Beard staying at Ole Miss. He has turned down overtures.
It's fantastic.
From Arkansas.
Wow.
I never thought I'd see the day.
I didn't think he'd do it. I thought he'd go.
I never thought I'd see the day where Ole Miss could keep a basketball coach from Arkansas.
Well, again, it's only because he feels like he owes them.
Is that what it is?
Yes, it's not a better job than Arkansas. That's only because of his situation and the fact that the Ole Miss Rebels were the first one to reach out and take him. I mean, that's all it is. Arkansas is still a better job. So, and I get it. I mean, you know, for Chris Beard, I didn't think he'd, you know, it's the nature of the business, and Chris Beard's a guy who's taking advantage of the business and since been one and done in places. Little Rock moved up, saw him take the UNLV job back out. And so I talked about this with Jeff this morning. I thought if Arkansas came calling, because again, it's a better job, Chris Beard wouldn't have any problem. Clearly, he feels a certain type of way about Ole Miss taking him back. And frankly, hey, good on him that he did. I said this, Ole Miss, when they hired him, knew this wasn't going to be more than a 2 or 3 year deal now. And probably during the season, they were telling themselves, man, if he goes to the tournament, we might lose him after 1 year. And so for them to be able to keep him for another year at least, a great thing for Ole Miss. But no, John Wood hadn't changed. Arkansas is still a better job. Chris Beard's staying at Ole Miss because they reached out to him and brought him in and started the process of the rebuild with him. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he'll get a raise out of it too.
Right.
You'd be silly if you didn't. You'd use this Arkansas as leverage and get you a little nice little raise out of it too, but you can play the loyalty card. And then what? He'll be there maybe for another.
Yeah.
They make the tournament, bro. The next big one, he's gone. I mean, Chris Beard's not staying. You know, this is not a destination job for Chris Beard.
I will say that Arkansas job, I realize Chris Beard probably could have done it and done a good job and rehabbed it and figured it out in a year. But, like, it's a blowtorch right now in that city with their basketball program, what Musselman just left in that job.
Well, you literally have to.
It's gutted. I mean, it's now like Oxford was last year.
Right.
You know, so he
Chris
figured.
Bill, yeah. He's built right. programs.
Yeah. Arkansas is most people believe the second best job in the SEC.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. I agree with that.
It's still one where, you know, you go if you're the Ole Miss
coach. I think that's right.
Nate Oates
that's
might be right. changing that.
Is it Nate Oates or is that just Nate Oates?
I mean, maybe it's just him. But
I think it's just
he's Sweet 16s and now a Final Four. I mean,
wow, he's good.
He's raised the profile of Alabama basketball. I'll tell you that.
Oh, I think he definitely has.
I don't think it goes back down to the gutter once he leaves. I mean, they've had the taste now and the Final Four this time around.
Well, don't forget the Avery
and
Johnson.
Nick Saban
don't
is
forget
gone.
The Avery Johnson years. I mean.
They were horrible. That's what I'm saying.
Didn't he have – he had, like, a couple of players, though, didn't he?
Yes.
Like a John Petty.
Yeah, I think he had an NBA – well, I don't – but not Petty, but I thought he had an NBA guy or two. Maybe not.
Yeah, I think he – I want to say he did.
Petty must be – where is he? Overseas somewhere now?
He made the tournament once, by the way.
Okay.
He made the tournament once.
Woof.
No,
I'm with you, though. Arkansas is still a better job than Ole Miss. And
yeah.
Oh, you know who he had?
Alabama job coming up.
Dude,
I don't care what anybody says.
Dude, Avery Johnson had Herbert Jones and Colin Sexton.
Also.
And John Petty.
Yeah.
How about that? Damn.
Herb is a real one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy that Alabama team had that much talent and could only get to the turn. They didn't win any. Kyler Lewis.
The Anthony Grant years, too. Wasn't there a few of those?
Yeah, Anthony Grant. I think Avery succeeded Anthony Grant.
That's what it is.
And now Anthony Grant's at Dayton. But yeah, a little shocking that Chris Beard stayed. I would not have predicted that. So now it becomes Jerome Tang as the main target, Kansas State.
I had forgotten. Obviously, the UNLV thing might play into that, right? You're a puddle jumper, so stop that. Let me stay for more than a year. Now, in 2 years, will he be there?
Yeah, I mean, I would guess not because it's Ole Miss. But again, fantastic news for them today. Yeah, that's not usually one you see.
He'll be the next Kentucky coach.
I mean, maybe you wait. Maybe you're waiting that out. I don't know. I mean, that's a well, consideration. He's still got some rehabilitation to do just in terms of his character, and he also needs to get to the tournament, right? He needs to get to the tournament at Ole Miss to, you know, truly, I think, put himself in position for that.
That's fair.
Didn't Hurd say Tang and Fayetteville to him wasn't a fit, even though obviously Tang, great coach, great.
I think he did.
But didn't we ask him specifically about that fit, Tang to Arkansas?
But I'm sure Arkansas probably isn't super thrilled to hire Will Wade, you know, with his baggage.
He'd be a great hire.
I think Will Wade would be a great hire, but you probably want to let somebody else have that problem, you know, if you could help it. Jerome's a good coach. I think Jerome's pretty good. He didn't really do anything this year, but lost a lot.
It was still year two.
And didn't have Naquan Tomlin.
Right.
You know, he intended to have Naquan Tomlin, and he
would have
not
had
him
if it was up to him.
Yeah, so
he wasn't too happy about that.
Exactly.
Which may even, you know, another reason spur the move to get out of there.
Right.
If you aren't happy with your AD and president in that situation, wasn't the president that came down on the Naquan stuff in the end? Had to put out the release about, well, this ain't the only reason.
That's it.
Yeah, he might feel a certain type of way towards, you know, leadership, the administration.
Yes.
Tang.
Yes.
So Arkansas would be smart. I'd go him first for Will Wade.
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.